So this past week, my friends, I found myself reflecting a lot on the first line in this morning's gospel from Matthew. It's a really curious line, isn't it? You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. Such a curious line, such a funny line, this statement that Jesus makes about salt. Today we think of salt as something that we throw on the road here in the valley in the wintertime, right? It's what we put on our French fries. It's what we season our chicken with. We think of salt as NaCl. It's a one part sodium and one part chlorine, an ionic compound made up of two elements that are on the periodic table, right? The thing is, we have to remember that in the ancient world that Jesus inhabited, salt was so much more than NaCl. Salt was foundational. Salt was fundamental. It was thought of as a fundamental element. It was no different than water or air or fire. And salt was instrumental not only in cooking, not only in seasoning foods, but also in preserving. Preserving foods and preserving life over prolonged periods of time. Not only did it preserve food, but it helped to make the bricks and mortar. It was a binding agent. It helped to bind together the very foundation stones of people's homes where they laid their heads at night. And perhaps most importantly, salt was an element that was such a key part in so many balms and ointments and other medicines that were used for healing. Salt preserved food, salt bound together the homes that people slept in, and salt healed the people who we loved. Salt was elemental. It was something that could only exist as this core substance, as its core being, as salt. And if salt was not salt, then what was it? You are salt of the earth, Jesus says to us. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? What if we human beings could only exist as our core substance, like salt? What if we could only exist in the elemental nature that God has given to us? The nature that's the essence of our being. What would our world look like? I believe that we human beings, at our core, we are three things. We are beautiful, we are beloved, and we are children of God. We are beautiful because we are created in the image of God. We are beloved because the gift of our existence is one that God gives freely. It is a true and free expression of God's grace. And we are children. We are children because we are sustained in this world like children by caring relationships, by our relationships with one another, and most importantly, by our relationship with God. Now, what if we human beings could only live out of that place, out of that fundamental essence, as beautiful, beloved children of God? I'm not saying it would be easy. I'm not saying it may even be possible. We've all been given free will, after all. And it's a lot easier to adopt the identities that this world gives us and to live according to those expectations than to embrace our true vocations. It can be a lot easier to deceive ourselves into thinking that our purpose in life is to be the priest who always gives a great sermon, the priest who gets to preach for a bishop. It can be a lot easier to deceive ourselves into those egotistical identities, to be the employee who always gets the annual bonus at the end of the year, or the retiree who always puts out their best for the church event and always has the flowers or the baking just so at the local church. It can be a lot easier to live according to those identities that this world gives us rather than accepting the vulnerability and the holiness of existing as beautiful, beloved children of God. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? If we are not beautiful, beloved children of God, then what are we? What good are we to this world? In a few weeks' time, we're going to gather in this place for our annual vestry meeting. And as always, we have some important conversations to have. And there'll be a diversity of views as to how we move forward, and that's a healthy thing. Diversity is the sign of a healthy church. As we were talking about yesterday out at Bishop Michael's home, we're going to be discussing as a church family right across the valley, how do we continue living into this new vision that is this area parish, this parish of the valley? In what ways might we as a church family here at Holy Trinity Pembroke need to change or evolve so that we can grow into deeper relationship with one another as fellow Anglicans throughout this region? What new relationships or new organizations need to be formed? What old relationships or old ways of thinking or of doing things that no longer meet our needs? What old ways might need to die so that new life might emerge? Through it all, our commitment to you as your clergy team is to continue reminding us that we are called to live out of our fundamental essence, to live out of our vocations, to remember that at our core, we are all beautiful, beloved children of God. Because I think that's, in some ways, our most important business as the church, to just be who we are. To live incarnationally, to live with integrity, to reflect God's love in this world in everything that we do, with every step that we take, every breath that we breathe, not to separate what we do and what we say in here from how we live out there, to let our lives bear witness to the truth of God's love, the truth of God's existence, mysterious as it may be. If we lose that spiritual part of ourselves that is our core, that is our salt, then what good are we? What good are we to a world out there that so desperately wants to encounter our God, the living God? It's when we say yes to God, when we accept our vocation, accept who we've been made to be, throw off the masks of the expectations of this world and of institutions and live with the Holy One as our center. Live out of that fundamental identity, the strength of our living God at our core. That is when we become the light of the world. That is when we become the city on a hill that cannot be hid. A city full of beautiful, beloved children of God. Amen.